There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Thursday, and yesterday was a lousy day in terms of things happening around the world that were antisocial. That's probably a gentle way of putting it. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with Ken Kessler. Would you say that was a good, mild way? My own spin on things is trying to modify, if you will, make it not seem as bad as it was. 888-302-3684. I take two circumstances, one here at home and the other one in Paris, and ask myself out loud today, frankly, I asked it yesterday, how is it that we are so wrapped up in this almost a time warp? These people who are responsible for these things, two different motivations, two different things, but it's like they were from the Dark Ages, except they have modern weaponry. And I refer to the circumstances where the Army veteran who fatally shot the psychologist at the Veterans Hospital in El Paso, shot the psychologist, and he killed himself. Identified as a former clerk at the clinic, had threatened the doctor last year, according to the FBI, identifying the gunman as Jerry Serrato, a 48-year-old who was medically discharged from the Army back in 2009, served 2 years in Iraq. Douglas Lindquist, who heads the FBI's El Paso office, said this fellow used a handgun to shoot Dr. Timothy Forback and himself in the El Paso Veterans Affairs healthcare system at Fort Bliss. So there's that that people are talking about. And then there's the situation in Paris, called by many a barbaric and cowardly attack. Seems to be getting more attention because it's getting a lot more. Actually, I'm surprised it's getting as much attention. I'm looking around at four or five different bits and pieces of input here, including something the Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. Isn't this his last week, Kenny? Isn't Hagel done this week?
I think so. Yeah. Should be.
Anyway, the attack was at the Charlie Hebdo magazine in Paris. And I don't think I need to give you any more information about the attack. Pretty much everybody knows the story behind the story there. But Hagel said, quote, along with all the men and women of the Department of Defense, I offer my condolences. Okay, so he did that, and the president did that, and how many other people that are in public office did that? What is there in these things that strikes a chord with us? Is it our the personal business of what happened at the VA hospital in El Paso? That's kind of a personal thing that you, okay, this is one person with a grudge against another person. In terms of the Parisian offense, there was no, the people who went in there to dispatch the 12 who died, I think that was, is that the latest number, Kenny? Are there 12 or more?
Yeah, that's the latest. That's 12. I think there are four others who were injured.
Right. So the idea of this, the individual one-on-one thing in El Paso wasn't about fear, wasn't about his anger. Now, what these people, I suppose there was a certain amount of anger, but the individuals who perpetrated this, who are still at large, it appears, the essence of what they've done is try to stop something that they felt was offensive. And the lunacy of how these people think, and the idea that by doing this, they would stop the publication of something that, again, they, most of us would not find offensive at all. It was aimed at sort of getting even, I guess. I don't even understand the motivation. I get what they did. Kenny, what are people saying? We'll get a quick update from Twitter at Good Day and Facebook.com/Good Day Show, social media. A couple of quick comments on the Paris thing.
Oh, you'll like this one. Robert says, religion should be abolished. We aren't able to stop killings in the name of religion, so we need to get rid of it.
You know, that's a simplistic statement. It's not going to happen, but that's why I'm not a member of a religion, organized religion anymore, any more than I'm a member of an organized political party. I just think that there's so much negative that we'd like to think that there was more positive, and it could be if people get their head screwed on straight. Gretchen Martin, speaking of people with their head on straight, has a report for his conversation on the Veterans Affairs situation in El Paso in a moment here on Good Day.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and number 3030.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/New Year for details.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
The veteran lady, Gretchen Martins, who visits with us from time to time when these matters come up. She is respected for her knowledge of the military and transition issues that happen connected to the VA. She's been on a lot of radio and television programs. Books include Untying the Yellow Ribbon, Transforming How Veterans and Communities Thrive. So, from the point of view of someone who watches the VA in specific, let's talk about El Paso and what you know, Gretchen, and then find out whether things are really changing at the VA or not. But first, what do you know about what happened in El Paso?
Well, I'm about where you are. I don't know any more than you do. I saw, I checked in on the news this morning. I read the news, of course, I'm guessing that they're just, they're doing their investigation. They don't really know what's happening yet. It's actually only about 6:30 here in Texas, so, you know, a little bit before ours. But, you know, you never want to speculate, but you can pretty much take a guess at what happened.
Two and two still makes four.
It's tragic.
Yeah, two and two makes four. So let's in general talk about the VA and whether things are different. Certainly the VA has vanished from the headlines, and I'm sure the Obamaites are happy about that. But has anything been solved or resolved, Gretchen?
I would say no. In defense of Bob McDonald, he's only been on the job a few months, and it takes time to make change. What surprises me, actually, though, is that Obama, like every other president, came into both terms of office saying that he was going to reinvent the VA, that what was happening with our veterans was just unacceptable. And on the one hand, I'm sure they're glad it's not in the news. On the other hand, that's a promise that they've made and not kept. And we as citizens have a right, well, not only a right, but an obligation to keep the pressure on our government to create the kind of change we want to see made.
Well, Gretchen, isn't that part of the problem here, though? All of these politicians who seem to be so shocked at what they found was going on in the VA, they all knew it. From Obama to McCain to Kerry to everybody. I mean, come on. They knew what was going on because they all sat on the VA boards and they all sat on the military conferences and within their parties. They knew what was going on, and then all of a sudden they get caught because of some veterans groups saying they're not going to support the VA anymore, and now they stand up. So will anything ever really change, do you think?
I wish I could say that I was confident it will, but the wheels of government move just so incredibly slowly, and there is a list now in Congress of 35 people that Bob McDonald wants fired, another 1,000 that are going to be facing disciplinary action, but it's incredibly, incredibly difficult to fire anyone in the federal government. And you look at how regular people like us are on Main Street, you don't do your job, you get fired. There isn't a whole big process, but for the federal government, it's very complicated, even in these very egregious cases.
Yeah, but and this is where it gets frustrating. Like in immigration, we see local cities, they can't do anything because the feds won't come in and support them on immigration issues. The VA was the same way, where you have people running VA who are not getting the support from the higher-ups in the feds, so then they have to make do with whatever they can. So people are being fired because they weren't getting the money, the funds, or the support from the federal government. Correct?
Well, you know, that's the other perplexing thing, is actually the budget of the VA, particularly when you look at the most recent large appropriation, their budget has gone up by almost $80 billion. It's almost doubled in the past 6 or 8 years.
It's always the way to throw more money, solve problems by throwing more money at it. You keep the same nincompoops that are in charge and waste more taxpayer dollars. What kind of leadership is that?
Fired, exactly.
The people that are being fired, we can actually lay the responsibility at their feet.
No. I can answer that question. Of course not. Come on, Richie. What are you? You're pointing out the absurd, and that's what is so frustrating about this. Go ahead, Gretchen.
Maybe it's just hopefulness early in the morning that something would make a difference. But I think you're right. The people that really ought to be fired probably have not. And I got into this discussion with someone a few days ago that, you know, is this perhaps a reflection of military culture? You protect the higher up, the people at the lower levels take the fall. And so there's so many people who, veterans working in the VA, that it's going to require a massive culture change.
Right.
And that comes from the top. All right, Gretchen, thanks for the update. Gretchen's website, untyingtheyellowribbon.com and 6millionkids.org.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
As Richie would say, Gladys Knight.
She's leaving, Dougie.
I hope so.
I'm leaving you.
L.A.
Leaving me in L.A.? Okay.
Too much fun.
I'm ready.
You can't even get to L.A.
I know I can.
So he's leaving the life. He's come to know.
What a great, great song. Isn't this great?
He said he's going back to mine.
Going back to mine, a warmer time.
Going back to mine.
This was not supposed to be her song, by the way. You know that. And it was originally called Midnight Train to New York.
The world he left behind.
I'm not yanking your chain. It was not originally the Midnight Train to Georgia. Or maybe it was the Midnight Train to Florida or something. Bob, will you do some research on that and figure it out before we get down here? I know it was not originally Gladys Knight doing Midnight Train to Georgia. It was somebody else doing Midnight Train to Florida. But I can't remember the rest of the story. So I've enlisted the help of my pal Bob Kay, who's here with Rich McFadden on Good Day. The reason we're playing this song now is to call attention to the fact that Gladys Knight, who continues to tour a number of venues, 40, 50 venues a year, has decided she wants to try her hand at acting again. So she's going to play a psychic. Why'd they hire Dionne Warwick to do that? At Home in Cleveland? What's the name of that show that Betty Davis? Hot in Cleveland. Yeah. One more season there, so she's going to be on that show. So, good luck to her.
The song was originally written and performed by Jim Weatherly under the title Midnight Plane to Houston.
Midnight Plane to Houston. I knew it was something.
Couldn't remember. Based on a conversation we had with somebody about taking a plane to Houston.
Yeah.
They wrote it originally as a country song.
Yeah. Right. Huh. See, a little Richie, something in my mind, a little crack in the crevice back there. I remember enough to be dangerous. Couldn't remember any more than that, but thank you.
It is amazing. I know you. When Gladys gets on it, she changes it to Georgia, and bam.
Bingo. There you go.
Number one, baby.
All right. Next item of interest regarding a well-known singer, Neil Young.
Let me guess. All right. He's talking about audio quality. on the music you're listening to, right?
Well, he's got this music player called the Pono.
Yes, right.
P-O-N-O. And it's now apparently going on sale because he had a very successful Kickstarter campaign. God love him, another one of those. Pono will be in retail stores starting next week. It's not going to be everywhere. 80 locations at places like Fry's. You know who was the first person, Richie, to send me to a Fry's store?
Paul McKay.
Yeah, got it. I remember going in. I think I went in with you, as a matter of fact. Went into a Fry's store. Oh, my God, they're great. There was one on La Cienega near KBC, wasn't there?
What? Yeah, not too far from there.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, on Sepulveda. Though. Sepulveda.
Yeah.
With all of this music. Yeah. What Neil Young and others are complaining about is ever since music has gone digital from a CD or a record to an MP3, the quality of the MP3 has to throw out artifacts of the music to be able to fit into the file that we're listening to.
That's complicated.
So Neil Young is trying to say, let's take this back up to a Wave or a Floss.
Developed this himself, or he had somebody do it and he put his name behind it?
The file formats are there. He's just developing the player and championing the audio quality
of this.
So yesterday at the CES,
yeah.
Sony releases their own player
that
does the same thing. It costs $1,000. So there's a movement right now.
This one's only $399, Richie. But the Pono is $399.
Right. But here's the problem. Yeah. All of this Pandora, all of this Amazon Music, all of your iTunes Music, it's already degraded down to a smaller file size. It's going to take years to get back up to bigger quality audio.
Well, actually, I know a little insight on that. Every record company masters every record in five different levels, and one of them is that one.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
At the U.S. Postal Service, we deliver to every address in America.
So when it comes to packages you need to return, for whatever reason,
don't go out of your way to return it.
Because we'll already be there, delivering your mail.
Like we do almost every day.
So it's easy for us to pick up your return.
Just print a label.
Schedule a free pickup.
Leave it for me.
Me.
Or me.
And we'll return it for you. For more information, visit USPS.com/return.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him, well, at first. But then I started hearing government and media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Good day. Time is 33 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler on the air with our in-depth the offerings that we have in this hour often are from the top, ripped, as they say, from the headlines. And then there are other things that sort of, because of the in-depth nature of the conversation, are putting together two or three different ideas from the same category. You can reach us, if you would like, if you're listening in Tucson, you can listen and learn at the same time. And then participate by dialing 888-302-3684. Email to Ken or Doug at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Dayton, hello. Tulsa, hello. Grand Rapids, hello. Portland, hello. Rochester, hello. Some of the thinking today focusing on politically what the GOP says they want to do to alter a major part of Obamacare. Introducing legislation that would adjust the definition of part-time employment as defined by the Affordable Health Care Act. The Rules Committee yesterday held a hearing on proposed legislation that would raise the definition of full-time employment from 30 hours per week, as defined by the ACA, to 40 hours. How did they get 30 hours in there in the first place? Well, because the sponsors were Democrats and they had control of the House and the Senate at that time. The current situation requires you, if you're an employer, you got more than 50 employees, to give health insurance to 95% of your full-time workers, or face the heavy hand of justice, penalties galore, etc. Republicans argue that the current law has forced employers to cut hours to avoid paying the penalty required under the mandated coverage, which I believe is true and accurate. Employers have cut hours. I know people who are entrepreneurs, who have small businesses, who can't stand the thought of dealing with the government the way they have had to under this onerous plan. They want to help their employees. I mean, after all, it's only smart. If you want good employees, you have to take care of them, make sure that they're getting compensation and benefits that are on par with other people that would be your competitors. So why does the government have to mandate? Either and it's up to the individual to go help him or herself, right? To go find the things that are necessary. Anyway, the fellow who's behind this is Boehner, apparently, or some of his followers. And then there was Representative Sandra Levin, who's a Democrat from Michigan, warning that passing the bill would create hundreds of thousands more part-time employees. Why is that a bad thing? Why is that up to Congress to get in the middle of? Isn't that up to the business world to figure out whether the employee is part-time? If you didn't have so many regulations and rules and stuff, well, people say, well, it's been passed to help the employees. Yeah, okay. Sometimes, and there has been, that's, I guess, my thinking on this, Kenny, would be that the unions are supposed to do that, not the government. Why has the government had a hand in this? If, in fact, the employees are upset, there certainly is no shortage of potential union connections. The unions ought to be able to go in there and organize and get people what they need or want or shut the business down. Why is that the government's job? The government's job seems to me to help. If we lived in the world of perfection, instead of all this, we're going to fine you, we're going to put... Why isn't the government there to help? Unions aren't going to help you. Well, that's not
government,
true.
The government's been monkeying around with work for decades. I know that in the 80s, I had a job where I would only get 35 hours a week, because if I got 36... That meant for 3 weeks in a row, that meant that they had to give me benefits.
Right. So.
And that was 1986, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Now, did you stay there? Was it your choice to stay there, or did you get another part-time job, or did you go somewhere else?
I got another job, and it wasn't my idea to go on strike or anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it worked.
Right. But you made a choice.
Yeah, so I stayed there and I got another job.
Yeah, but that was your choice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so maybe that tells the story better than anything else that I can say. Next, in the business of helping yourself to health, this is more interesting than anything I've come across for quite a long time. There's a new paper being published today that many of you will read about, that has a lot of old-fashioned advice for people who are trying to navigate the stresses of everyday life. Find somebody to live with who is your best friend. Social scientists have known that married people tend to be happier, but they debate whether that's because marriage causes happiness or simply because happier people are more likely to get married. The National Bureau of Economic Research has tried to figure out what pre-marriage happiness levels are. They've concluded that getting to the point of marriage and being married makes people happier and more satisfied with their lives than those who remain single, particularly during midlife crises. As fewer people are marrying, the disadvantages of remaining single presented broad implications in this paper as I'm going through it. It's important because marriage is increasingly a force behind inequality. Stable marriages are more common among educated, high-income people and increasingly out of reach for those who are not. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? The divide appears to affect not just people's income and family stability, but also their happiness and stress levels, therefore their health. People are more joyous, more content. They describe their life as having more ecstasy and bliss. A quarter of today's young adults will never marry. Let me repeat that. A quarter of today's young adults will not marry, or at least it looks like they would put it off. My son is one of those people. According to the Pew Research Center, remaining unmarried and divorcing are more common among less educated, lower-income people. To repeat, educated, high-income people marry at high rates and are less likely to divorce. Those whose lives are more difficult benefit most from marriage. Marriage may be the most important thing when there is stress in your life and things are not going well. Not a reason to get married, but that's... I've often thought... Yeah, well, isn't it? We sort of chuckle and giggle about being married and how it creates stress in your life and yada, yada, yada. I've been there, done that. Both in relationships and in my one marriage. However, I find myself happier now than I've ever been at this point in my life. Is it this point in my life, or is it just that I found the right person who sort of matches what my needs, wants, and desires are? I think it's probably more the latter than the former. In fact, as I get more involved in it, I said, Meredith is out of town for a couple of days. I said to her last night on the phone, we're really a couple, aren't we? And she sort of giggled. We've been dating for 3 years. But now, we really are committed to each other, and we really know that we're committed to each other, and it really brings about a sense of... happiness is the right word. There's satisfaction, maybe. Yeah, is it going to be 100% perfect? Nope! Nobody is in a relationship that's 100% perfect, but how you work on it, and the marital happiness quotient, or the togetherness quotient, I call it the togetherness quotient. For me, anyway, I can't speak for anybody else, I like where I am right now more than I have liked where I have been, and most of the people around me say, you're a lot happier now, aren't you? Yeah. There are better days, good days, better days, but the effect of friendship is really healthy for you. So that's the focus. It's good for your health to be in a relationship that's happy. And you can figure all that out by listening to the Pharrell Williams song, I suppose. At any rate, Dr. Ron Hoffman, one of the four experts on health that we have here every week on the Good Day program, brings us up to date on a couple of things like diets. Keeping yourself healthy is a focus here on Good Day. Up next.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Be happy to present to you Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who has a focus on things that make you fat. In other words, the diet facts versus fiction. What does Ron recommend? The people who go up and down like a yo-yo are the ones to be concerned about, Ron, right? Ron Hoffman's website, by the way, is drhoffman.com, two Fs. The thing, I was reading a story about M&Ms. I happen to love M&Ms, and I worry about them making me fat. But in fact, they don't make me fat. The fact is that it isn't the eating of them, it's how many I eat, or maybe other things that I eat with them. Carbs and the Atkins and all that stuff, you know, what should people be doing, really, truly doing about dieting? What are the diet facts that you tell your patients?
Well, you know, there is no one single diet that works for everyone, and, you know, different strokes from different folks. One of the new things that we're exploring at the Hoffman Center in New York is something called nutrigenomics, which is the science of predicting which diet is going to work best for people based on their genes.
Really?
And we're early in this study of this, but actually we do have some evidence that certain genes may predispose us to doing better on, say, a low-fat diet for some people, or alternatively, a very low-carb diet, emphasizing plenty meat and even some saturated fat.
Let's stop right there, because you may have just said something that's akin to the study that came out last week about cancer and how people get cancer, and, you know, certainly there's an amount of what you do with your life that factors into it, but maybe there are things that you can't control. So what you're saying is people need to know or study the diet and figure out which one is best for them, because just a diet doesn't necessarily work.
Exactly. Actually, the first book I wrote, and it was way back when, it was later, 1980s, was a book called Eat Right for Your Diet Type. And actually, I foresaw that in the future we would type people in terms of, first, their preferences, but also their metabolism, in terms of picking a diet that would match their genes.
So the Atkins diet might be great for some and ridiculous for others.
Exactly. And some people just feel nauseous and bloated and sick from it.
So how do you find out? Crazy. How do we find guys like you all over the place that can help people understand what they need, specifically what they need to have tailored for them?
Well, it's surprisingly easy these days, because there are more and more doctors practicing what I term integrative or complementary medicine across the country. And when I began, it was maybe a handful of people 30 years ago. Now there's literally thousands of doctors who are up on the latest findings and, you know, likely will be able to help you in your local community.
Yeah, I just have to ask the right questions. I read a book. I didn't read it. I just leafed through it. The Pizza and Ice Cream Diet.
After a while, you probably get really sick of it. You know, any diet, anything that gets between you and the refrigerator, you know, put some restrictions, it's ultimately going to make you lose weight.
Yeah, exactly. Weight loss programs are, you have to, you don't need the program. What you need is discipline and understanding of what you and your body are all about. Dr. Ron Hoffman has lots of keys. Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239.
Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From Caddyshack. Kenny is 67 today. All right, so that's the musical interview. Good. The musical introduction to movie moments and movie news. Chuck Curry is here. Chuck, we're going back to our old days when we had our movie quiz. So your job, ladies and gentlemen, is to identify the voice you are about to hear. And for extra credit, you can tell us what movie this comes from. You'll easily recognize the voice, and I think you'll easily recognize the movie, frankly. 888-302-3684. And for the correct answer, that person will qualify for our drawing next month, our Beaches Resort Winter Giveaway. You'll be entitled to take yourself, another adult, and two children to either the Turks and Caicos or Jamaica, one of three Beaches Resorts. And all you got to do is know whose voice this is.
Please, do we cut the chit-chat?
Got it.
Got it, Chugger?
I believe I do.
All right, play it again. Play. We got how many cuts you got?
We got three.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, that's just about the most awful thing I've ever seen.
All right. And the third cut?
You've been around a lot of corpses. Is that normal?
Something?
Yeah, the feet thing. I'm having kind of a hard time concentrating. Can you do something about it?
Like what? Kill him again?
If you had any doubts as to what the movie was, you won't after you heard that clip. So who is that? You don't want to identify the other voice, but the main voice in there, he's having his birthday, as a matter of fact, today, 51. Well-known star, popular, has been in some really good movies and some really bad movies.
Has a really famous uncle that is a movie producer, director, right, and makes wine.
And that particular cut, the last one, has perhaps the most recognizable voice, or certainly one of the most recognizable recognizable voices in movies in the world, and it goes way back five decades to his first major role. But if you recognize that voice, that's cool. 888-302-3684. Identify that voice, and you'll qualify for the drawing for our Turks and Caicos or Jamaica vacation at the beaches resorts. All you're going to do is know whose voice that was, and you got a minute or two to figure it out. 888-302-DOUG. Meanwhile, Chucker has some movie news for us. What do you got, Chuck?
This is interesting, Doug. Sony Pictures announced yesterday that its much-maligned Seth Rogen comedy, The Interview, did $31 million in video-on-demand sales between December 24th and January 4th, which is actually pretty impressive. Theatrically, the film's now on about 580 screens and grossed around $5 million. So, wow. Clearly, people, other than the first couple days, people have made a decision, whoever wanted to see this film, to watch it in the comfort of their living room and then venture out to the movie theaters to see it.
All entertainment is going to be on demand.
Eventually, the studio's going to get recoup their investment on this movie.
The Interview
and,
is...
One other bit of...
I'm just looking at the number. The Sony Pictures' number one online film of all time is The Interview, for those who are... wondering what other movies have been that Sony Pictures have been
on. Other movie has been that heavily promoted and then put on demand, so it's a unique situation. But having said that, I think they have to be pleased with these numbers, because 31 million in 10 days is pretty good numbers, no matter how you slice it. One other bit of TV news of interest: USA Network has canceled Covert Affairs after five seasons. I have to admit, I really didn't watch it, but just
I liked
the
it.
News.
I I've seen
like
it
the
sometime.
Terrible.
I've seen it four or five times on a plane. It was nicely done. She was likable. You know, it's one of those shows. What do you replace it with? If you can't do that well, how many other shows are there that can be produced to get an audience that's bigger than, what, 6 million a week or something? Is whatever the.
Well, it started to dwindle. The production, from what I read, the production costs started to go up and ratings started to go down, and that's usually the kiss of death, right?
What do you make of HBO and IMAX striking a deal to make Game of Thrones, which is a TV series, available for theatrical distribution on IMAX screens?
Yeah, they're going to release two episodes on the giant IMAX format. It tells you how popular that show is. It is very, very popular.
That's so violent, though. My God.
It's very violent.
Jason, where are you?
I'm in Cookeville, Tennessee.
Cookeville, Tennessee. Nice to have you on board. All right, identify the voice for us, please.
I'm going to go with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, you wanted to take a shot at the movie it's in, or he's in?
I have no idea.
Really? You didn't write? Sean Connery's voice is in the third clip, and I think the only movie the two of them did together was The Rock. Right, Chucker? Am I right on that?
That's correct.
Right. That's a great, great movie.
Which was Jason just on cable the other day. We watched it.
All right, so Jason, you become eligible for our drawing, which will take place early next month, for a trip for two adults and two children to one of the three beaches resorts in the Turks and Caicos or Jamaica. You're on that list, pal. Thank you. Hold on just a second, and we'll get everything straightened out. It's 59 after on Good Day.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set three alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.